Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com as well as rate, review of iTunes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My name is Shafi, and today I would like to pass a message to the Muslims around the world, and specifically to the Muslims in Bangladesh on behalf of struggle for Islam in Bangladesh. We see today that in Bangladesh elections are fast approaching, and every time it's time for elections, we all know what happens. We see strikes, violence, killings, vandalism, you name it. And the people are absolutely sick and tired of this endless cycle of violence. Now, I don't want to repeat all of this because we all know the reality on the ground. But what I'd like to do today is convey a message of hope to the Muslims in Bangladesh. But to do so, first, I'd like to take a look back at our history and learn some lessons from it. We all know that Bangladesh used to be ruled by Hindu and Buddhist dynasties in ancient times. And they caused a lot of suffering to the people because of the political rivalries that existed between these two ruling dynasties. And also the caste system in Hinduism meant that the upper class or the superior caste would discriminate against the inferior caste. And that caused a lot of suffering and misery to the people, to the ordinary people of that land. But something happened in the beginning of 13th century which changed the course of history of that region forever. The Muslims came and conquered that land, and they brought Islam, and they removed all the man-made religions and systems that used to rule that land. And when the native people of that land saw the justice of Islam, they entered Islam in multitudes, in masses. And they continue to hold on to this deen to this very day. Now, what's striking about this is that the Muslims who came to Bangladesh were not Bengalis. They were from foreign lands. They were foreigners. But the native people accepted them, welcomed them. They learned Islam from them. They embraced Islam. And they continue to practice Islam to this very day. And there are some great names that the entire nation still remembers. The likes of Bakhtiyar Khalji, Shah Jalal, Shah Baram, and they're still household names and people respect them to this very day. So a few key things to remember from this episode of history. That is, first, there were Hindu and Buddhist dynasties, two major ruling dynasties that used to be at clash with each other, causing a lot of misery to the people. And if you look at today, what we have are two secular camps, one led by Awami League and the other led by BNP. And again, the political rivalry that exists between the two are causing untold miseries to the people of Bangladesh. And again, if you look back, we saw the Hindus and the Buddhists implementing man-made religions and systems. And today we see these secular parties implementing man-made laws and man-made systems, once again causing a lot of suffering to the ordinary people of Bangladesh. And what was it back then that brought justice to this land? It was Islam. And hence today as well, it is only Islam that can solve this political crisis, that can solve this endless violence and endless political clashes that exist between these rival factions. Hence, my message to you, O brothers and sisters in Bangladesh, is that reject the elections, reject the political process, reject the democratic process, reject all the secular parties, and do not fall for their empty promises, for their empty rhetorics. and call for Islam and call only for Islam and work to re-establish the Khilafah that will re-establish the Deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the land, the Khilafah that will ensure justice and peace and tranquility. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com.